Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Have you heard the news? The best podcast for dinosaur fans is out and a roaring good time for all. What happens when a bolt of lightning hits a digger machine on top of a site that's full of dinosaur fossils? The digger turns into Digger Rex, of course. Join Digger Rex, the half dinosaur, half digger, on his adventures by searching for Digger Rex on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What to build? What to build? Oh, come on, Lucy. Wow, you're a builder. You're a maker. You're a... I got it! Tool call! Hammer! Hammer! Wrench!
Wrench!
Drill!
Drill!
Great job, Kapow!
Great job, Kapow! Oh, no, wait, that's me. Great job, Lucy! Wow!
Oh, brother. Now all we have to do is turn this thing on. Let the show begin!
Oh, hi there! Welcome back to Pflugerville! It's me, Kapow, the mechanical pygmy goat, beaming into your ears all the way from Lucy Wow's barn! You know, being Lucy Wow's sidekick is a lot of fun, but it's also a lot of work! I mean, with Lucy, every day is an adventure in building an invention! Luckily, I've mastered the art of the power nap, which means I still have time for projects of my own, like... What happened? Oh, sorry. Power nap! Where was I? Oh, right! My special side project, this podcast, dedicated to my favorite subject, invention. Why is invention my favorite subject? Because I am an invention! That's right! Lucy Wow invented me in order to add a little kapow to her wow! People invent all sorts of things, from mechanical pygmy goats to light bulbs to new ways to dance! That's right! Dances are invented! I mean, you don't see animals doing the floss in the forest, do you? Today we're going to talk about a dance that really puts the kapow into booty shaking. I'm talking about... breakdancing! Breakdancing is a style of dance that combines coordination, acrobatics, athletic movements, cool style, and street aesthetics. It evolved from hip-hop movement during the early 1970s. It originated among Latin American and African American youths in the Bronx of New York, who were inspired by the performances of James Brown. And it truly was a dance born on the street. Back then, DJs would play music outside, and dancers would dance right there on the sidewalk. I guess that means the corner would be called a side moonwalk. Anyway, while breakdancing was a movement that came from the crowded streets of New York, one man stands alone at the very beginning of it all, and his name is Kool Herc. Kool is a Jamaican DJ who mixed percussion breaks. A percussion break is where all of the elements of a song, except for the drums and beats, disappear. There's no vocals or horns, just the beat. Kool Herc played these breaks repeatedly, moving back and forth between them, in what he called cutting breaks. This is why the dancers called the dance breakdancing, and themselves breakers, or b-boys, or b-girls, for short. Kool got more popular and started performing for live audiences in dance clubs in New York. And when he did, he would yell, "B-boys go down!" And that was the signal for the B-boys and B-girls to show the crowd what they could do. These dancers found inspiration everywhere, from sports to robots, gymnastics to disco. They then took these inspirations and combined them all to invent dance moves that no one had ever seen before. Oh. In 1979, a new breaker crew was formed called the Rock Steady Crew. This crew introduced acrobatic movements such as headspins, hand glides, and backspin. Basically, all of the moves we know and love today. These new moves took breakdancing's popularity to a whole new level. But then, in 1980, it became a worldwide sensation when it was adopted by pop artists like Michael Jackson. With Michael Jackson's moonwalk, breakdancing was everywhere, and it has stayed everywhere. Nowadays, there are worldwide breakdancing competitions and dance crews that sell out theaters every night in Las Vegas. Oh, my goatness! Even BTS breakdances! Some say this isn't the whole story, though. Some say the breakdancing we know today started as a way for rival street gangs to settle arguments. Dancers from each gang would start dancing, and the one with the coolest moves was determined to be the winner. Peace through dancing? I love that! We should settle all disputes that way. I mean, who wouldn't want to see Batman have a dance-off with the Joker? Of course, music is a crucial ingredient for any type of dance. To create music for the B-boys and B-girls, DJs borrowed from other genres, including funk, jazz, soul, disco, electro, and R&B. Any music works, really, as long as there are breaks. But of all the music used, hip-hop is the one most frequently played. Breakdancing is forever linked to hip-hop. They're both part of a culture that was born on the streets in the 70s and made its way to every corner of the globe. Which just goes to show, you never know what an invention may become. A dance made up by one kid on a street corner in New York can become the inspiration for K-pop music videos 40 years later.
Wow!
Well, folks, we've come to the end of another Kapow's Power of Invention podcast. Come back tomorrow when I'll be covering more inventors and inventions. And while you're waiting, you do realize there are just a slew of shows that take place in Pflugerville, right? It's true! There's Bobby Wonder, who tries to protect Pflugerville from Mighty Mila, and Lucy Wow over in the Big Red Barn, inventing all sorts of cool stuff with her mechanical pygmy goat Kapow. Hey, that's me! Lucy goes big, and then she goes bigger! Oh, and if you like strange and spooky stories, you should check out R.L. Stein's Story Club. That's a real winner! I'm in the club, so I get to hear all the stories. And you can too! At Keep On The Lights, folks! Just search for Bobby Wonder, Lucy Wow, or R.L. Stein's Story Club, wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll find your way. And don't forget, Friday's Listener Mailbag. If you've got a question about the world of Go Kid Go shows, Pflugerville, our little old me. Send it to kapow@gokidgo.com. You might get your question read live on the show. It's very exciting. Have yourself an inventive day. Make something, build something, go big, and then go bigger! Until next time, this is Kapow signing off! Go, kid, go!
Go, kid, go!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.